The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show, the final MFR Shinty Show of 2011. All wrapped up now, just in time for Christmas as well. Newton Moor, the Premier Division champions once more. They won it in style, the last head of the game almost, away to Cars Athletic and Dunoon. Alongside me in the studio, as always, Drew McNeil, the Scotland manager. Drew, wrapped up in style, I suppose. It was always going to come down to Cars Athletic versus Newton Moor. And, as I said, virtually the last head of the game.
Yeah, and Danny McCrae, Newton Moor hero again. So incredible relief to come to that last. Even it was in the injury time, 5, 6, 7 minutes in injury time. Fair play to Newton Moor. Did predict to be a winner last week, right enough, and I did get money last night off the person who
your long-standing bet, of course.
So I'm quite happy.
Newton Moor, I mean, we'll talk a bit more about them in detail, but going into that game, you know, Cows Athletic, really, you know, a draw would have been good enough for them, because they still have a game to play, their final game of the season. The Premier Division campaign isn't wrapped up at the moment, but it's all pretty much done and dusted. There's one game to play. Had it stayed at 1-1, then Cows Athletic, you know, going to that game against King Youssef, you know, almost as good as champions.
Yeah, and it's quite odd, because in the first half it was Kenny McDonald and the Kyles goals had a number of good saves, kept them in the game, I would say. He had certainly better saves than the Newton Moor goalkeeper. Towards the end, you know, Kyles had most of that second half, just couldn't get the equaliser. Newton Moor defence was solid, and it was just a good ball from Paul McCarthy, just stole a ball in the middle of the park, long ball up the field, and Danny had two or three chances to get the ball away. But when I was watching the game, it was amazing the number of last-ditch tackles that Newton Moor and the Kyles defence made. It was a real cracking match, and anybody wants a chance to look at it, they should definitely watch it, because it was a lot of sore bodies after that game anyway, that's for sure.
Indeed, and a lot of sore heads as well. Just before the party kicked off, well, in fact, you might hear the party had already started when I spoke to Norman McArthur, the Newton Moor manager, on Saturday night.
You probably couldn't have written a script for it. It's been 18 games. Gone down to the last. The wine, if you like, and it went to the last. More or less hit of the game. At 1-1, we could have been waiting for Kanishi to do us a favour, and it's very difficult for me just now. There's a lot of people around about me here, and we're trying to get on a bus to get up the road, but it was a great day. Absolutely great day.
Norman, Cars Athletic have led pretty much the whole season, but you know, for you and your guys, you've stuck at it and you've been on the tail all the way through it. You got that wee kind of glimmer and you took over Cars Athletic a few weeks ago when they drew with Inverary, and there was a real kind of momentum behind your side to eventually go on and regain that trophy.
Our guys have been outstanding this season. The big problem we've had is that we won the Carna Cup when we did, trying to get guys fit and keep them fit up until today has been very difficult, but the guys have worked hard. They've had a great season. They've had quite a few seasons, to be quite honest, man, and we
the celebrations are starting already, Norman.
I spoke
to a few of the guys after the Carmina Cup win, and they said that it took a few days to before the party ended. I suppose it'll go on for another week or two.
Well, I think that no, this is the icing on the cake for us. Winning the Carmina is a great thing. To win the league 2 years in a row for me makes us the best team in the league, and that's it. Something like that, and all our guys are absolutely delighted, as am I.
A few parties back in Newton Moor this evening. Norman, for yourself as well, you know, hungry to stay on and try and make it three in a row next season?
Well, that's something that's got to be discussed, but at the moment, I haven't decided what's happening, so I've got to speak to a few folks and see what we're going to do. The players are all certainly definitely going to carry on, whether I do or not as well.
Excellent stuff, Norman. Enjoy your night, and once more, congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
To more manager Norman McArthur speaking on Saturday night after his side beat Cas Athletic 2-1 to clinch the Premier Division title. And I'm delighted to say earlier today I caught up with the man who lifted the trophy, Captain Scott Campbell.
Many congratulations on winning the Premier Division for the second season in a row as well, and to win it in truly spectacular fashion as well in the last kind of hit of the game.
It's yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Danny's got a bit of a rave for himself just now. He's performed on the day, but obviously getting the late winner in the Kamina Cup earlier this year, and obviously last year at Aird as well against Fort William, to stone the winner as well. So I mean, it's spectacular, because for the best part of the season we've sort of trailed Kyle's, and I think mathematically possibly questioned whether it was ever going to be possible, and then as they sort of. After the Inverary fixture for Kyle's and them getting the draw, then the opportunity just put to be in our hands was fantastic. So yes, I mean it's really worked out to be pretty special with a double.
What was better for you? I mean, obviously last season winning it after a long period of time without winning the Premier Division, then this season, you know, is it better winning the Premier Division? As of course, as you mentioned, the Kamina Cup as well there, so that double, you know, it really has been a fantastic season for you and Newton Moore.
I think it's very hard to sort of draw a comparison. I think it's very hard to call a winner as such. I mean, I know that I've been part of the team now for a good few years, and we've been getting closer, and we've you know, sort of always a bridesmaid, never the bride to a certain extent. You know, losing out on points and goal difference. So to get last year's title was fantastic. I think it then proved to us to a certain extent that, you know, we are able, and we weren't going to keep falling at the last hurdle. So that was in itself, you know, magic to have a national honour last season. I think, you know, as anyone would have been imagined, that the task or the challenge in hand then is not only to win it, but to retain it, to prove you're the best. And, you know, there's certain points in this season where we possibly haven't played our best shinty, and we haven't got the results we maybe would have hoped. We had a wee sort of blip at the start. But since then, and certainly since winning the Kamina Cup this year, we grew from strength to strength. And you know, we started really chatting some results together with Glenn McIntosh was getting a few goals as well at that stage. So, you know, it's very hard to draw a comparison. All I can say is that each and every one of them has been extremely enjoyable and a massive honour to be part of.
It's amazing. We're at the end of November now, and we're only a few months away before the start of the next season. Do you already kind of look towards 2012 and going on to make it kind of three in a row?
I think after a long season, I think it's time to, you know, look forward to a wee break, try and get the legs rubbed down, see what there's any hope that they'll manage another season. But yeah, I mean, obviously, looking forward, it'd be great to think that with the sort of squad of guys we've got together there, we've got a decent team pool, we've got a lot of strength within that, and you know, hopefully we can keep as much of that together as we can. Then there's no reason why we can't be challenging again next year. You know, you look back at this season for us, as I say, ups and downs, competing in both national finals and the Macaulay as well, and then losing out to Fort William and the McTavish. There's, you know, it's definitely apparent now that we're where we want to be, and we've just got to try and maintain that and keep that going for as long as possible. But I think for now, a lot of the boys will be thinking, let's just have a good few weeks off and relax.
Spoke to Norman on Saturday night and asked him about, you know, his future. Will he be back for a new season as well? Would you love to see Norman back for 2012?
Absolutely. I mean, I know. You know, I haven't spoken to him previously. You know, he's got a big commitment, as it is for all the rest of the managers and coaches. But you know, I know that I think he'd sort of had been planning possibly hanging up the boots at some stage or the paper and pen as such. But you know, I think, you know, he's certainly proven over the last couple of seasons anyway, as he's learned and developed and progressed as a manager and worked with a squad of players. He knows us. We know him. So I think personally, yeah, it'd be great for him to stay on. I think he'd be the man to steer us hopefully on to further success, really.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
The winning manager and winning captain there, Scott Campbell and Norman McArthur, drew a real success story for Newton Moore again. They had to come from behind as well, because Cas Athletic have
have led all the way through the season. We've noted that. We've always said that, you know, Carlos are up there, they're the team to beat, and, you know, fair play to Need to More because they eventually did catch them.
Yeah, last 3 years they've had the chance to win the league in the last game of the season. Can you see, beat them 3 years ago, and after that they've managed to beat Fort William 2 years ago and then Kyle's this year. But it shows you, I think, you know, the experience that they've gained that 3 years, obviously that hurt. They certainly seem to learn from their hurt, don't they? Because, you know, it'd be fair to say Kyle's robbed them in the Macaulay. And I wonder if Newton Moore had won the Macaulay, would they went on to win the Scottish and the league? I doubt it, you know. I think that hurt them that much. I know it certainly stung Norman very badly. I think the players got a lot of stick at Newton Moore for losing that game when people thought they should have won it. So I think they've probably made them a tighter unit and proved everybody wrong by winning the two major trophies of the year. And they deserve it, you know. They have been, although Kyles have played the most attractive shinty, Newton Moore have been the best team for not just this year as well, but for 2 years.
I remember at the very start, you know, speaking to Norman and asking the question about, you know, going into the season as champions, will it be harder or easier? Because, you know, they're the team that everyone wants to beat. You know, you want to beat the champions, you want to get a scalp, and they had, you know, they've had to show some real character to get through some games.
Yeah, they've had some, you know, they went through a stage in the season where they were not scoring goals, but they just managed to fight their way through it and kept going. And when that period, when they were at their sort of low ebb, Kyles were flying high in the league and scoring loads of goals. But the biggest thing I think that Norm MacArthur has brought to Newton Moore has actually been the discipline. One of the failings of Newton Moore was the discipline tended to get the better of them, and that's one thing that Norman should take a lot of credit for, and I think that's been a big change. Apart from the fact he's been there, as Scott said, a number of years, the players have got used to him, and I know he's the biggest defender of his own players, you know. Mm-hmm. I think they've paid him back. Whether he carries on or not, it's another thing. You know, I can imagine the amount of pressure will be under to carry on, and the temptation will be great to try and defend the Scottish and the league again.
That's my next question. Will he stay on? But also the fact that, you know, they won the Premier Division last year and they've gone on and built on that. They've won the Camara Cup, they've got the double, they could have had a treble. Will Norman stay on? I mean, he's very hungry, he wants success. Will he stay on and try and make it three in a row?
I suspect he'll be encouraged to do it by the players and by everybody else. I mean, who else is in a position to take it on? He's been there that long. Mm-hmm. He knows them all inside out. They're rather improving. I mean, they've brought in a number of young boys. They've got an extremely strong squad. Aki McRae played on Saturday. He had a really, really good game, you know, full of movement and tackling, and, you know, they're looking like a really strong team, and it'd be really hard to walk away from. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, it's so tempting to just go that extra 1 year, and I hope he makes the right decision for himself, more importantly than anything else. And one of the things, I was speaking to Scott Campbell myself last week on Saturday, and he was talking about next season. I says to him, oh, just enjoy just now. Yeah. Don't worry about next season, just let that happen, you know.
Yeah. You know, you have mentioned, you know, throughout the season about that real strong squad that they have, and as you say, they're bringing in, you know, some good young talented players. Will they dominate the game for the next couple of seasons? Is there anyone that can compete with them at the moment?
Kyles will be thereabouts, that's for sure. I mean, Kyles, I think they let themselves down by not getting these fixtures played when they should have done.
Yep.
You know, they lost momentum, and one thing you give a champions a sniff and they'll come sniffing about, and they did. Newton Moore didn't give up at all, but no, Kyles will be close. Canisius seemed to be in transition. Stephen Bothwick's not carrying on next year, which is a shame because I felt he was doing quite a good job. They were fairly successful and you know, really changing the team quite dramatically. I don't know where that'll leave them, so I think it'll be, you know, Newton Moore and Kyles will be two strong teams for Oyam. I don't know about them. I think they need to regroup slightly. I think it's going to be Kyles and Newton Moore, and maybe some teams will have good days against these other teams, but I doubt it.
A sad thing to see, you know, Kyles, who, you know, have been a real kind of breath of fresh air this season, led pretty much the whole campaign. Will they come back stronger next season, or will that defeat, you know, have affected them?
It'll depend on the sort of start they have next season again, because the doubts will creep in if they don't win early on, depending on their fixtures. But I think they'll come back strong again. They're a tight group. I mean, they'll be bitterly disappointed. Newton Moore learnt from that 3 years ago and went on the league 2 years in a row, so maybe Kyles will be 2 years in a row after this season.
Well, yeah, and it would be an interesting battle, no doubt, next season as well. As you said there, King UC, in a bit of a transition period as well, but You know, they'll still be there or thereabouts. They'll still come and give the bigger sides a game. Who else can you see next season? You know, building on their success last season, perhaps. You know, Clonurquhart, I know Foot William didn't really have it, a good season. Will they? You know, can they turn it around next year?
Foot William, I think Foot William will struggle slightly. They complained all last season about not having forwards, but they need to, you know, get the young guys committed again. Lack of commitment probably there from the younger guys. The types of people that are starting playing with Foot William just now, the type of guys that came through the really hard times, they know what it's like. Mm-hmm. The young lads that are there now haven't had any hard times. They could be coming if they're not careful, so they need to battle through that. Glenarker, they're a workmanlike team, to be honest. They had a good season this season, whether they can improve on that. I mean, they didn't do well in any of the cups because they were out in the first round in all the cups. You've got Comali, I think they could push on. They certainly got the forward line. Defence needs to tighten up, but you just never know, really. You know, I mean, who knows what, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
One team we haven't mentioned, you know, is Kinlochshiel, and it's quite odd, you know. Probably the two teams that I would pay to watch would be Kinlochshiel and Kyles, the way they play, so who knows what Kinlochshiel could be next season.
Yeah, we'll go on to talk about Kinlochshiel in a few moments' time. He'll be joining the Premier Division next season. But when you look at that final league table, Glenarca up to fourth, depending on Kinlochshiel's result on Saturday. Of course, they're away to Kyles in the final game of the season. But to finish fourth is a good return for Glenarca.
Yeah, it'll turn out to be in fifth, because I like a bet myself, so anyone wants to take me on a bet that Kinlochshiel and Kyles will not be played next week at all, give me a shout, I'll take that bet because it won't get played. So Kinlochshiel will go above Glenarquhart on goal difference, so that'll be disappointing for Glenarquhart, but that's the way it is.
We look at the bottom half of the Premier Division. Kamali, like you say, they're a side who are capable of good things on their day as well. Lovett and Inverary retained their Premier Division status in the last few weeks. Lovett with that fantastic win away to Kamali, and of course Inverary a fantastic draw with Cas Athletic, which saved their skin, but also effectively, you know, cost Cas Athletic the title.
Yeah, and Inverary, it'll be even harder for them next season because we all know they don't travel very far or well even, and they'll, you know, there's more North teams again this year in the Premier Division, so I think Kyle Inverary will be struggling all season, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they were one of the South teams going down next year.
There was another game at the weekend. Oban Camarach did beat Kamali by 4-2, but not enough for them to retain their Premier Division status. They dropped down alongside Glenorchy, so two teams we're saying goodbye to for now. But you know, Oban will go down to that South Division 1, which you've already spoke about in the last couple of weeks, about, you know, the difference between North and South. Can Oban bounce back at the first time of asking, and as we'll talk in a few moments time, do a Butte?
I think Oban will come straight back up again, but again, it's what happens with their second team, because they have to get relegated into the lower division. Will they lose some of those players? I don't know. Butte, I don't think, although they had a good season last season, winning the Ballymore was a major achievement for them, because that shows they could compete with the North Division 1 teams. That's your Kinlochshiels and your Caberfae, teams that are, you know, quite successful and quite strong. But I don't think they've brought in many young guys, so I think, you know, Butte will be toiling all season again. I mean, their advantage is that they're home tied geographically. They're kind of a fair distance for everybody to travel to.
Yep.
But teams will be looking to definitely go to Butte to get those points to avoid. You know, you take points off Butte at home, then you're putting them in a danger zone. Everybody will think like that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain teams you'll think, we can't afford to lose to them.
They're no strangers to the Premier Division, obviously, dropping down last season. You know, perhaps it's a learning curve. They might know now what you need to do to stay in that division.
Yeah, and, you know, Glenorchy, certainly when they were in the South Division 1, never came close to winning the Ballymore, but they got relegated out of the Premier, won all their games and straight back up again. Mm-hmm. Got no points, straight back down again. I don't think for a minute Butte will be in that position of getting no points, but it'll be a really uphill battle for them.
They'll be joined in the Premier Division next season by, as you mentioned earlier on, Kinlochshiel, winners of North Division 1. And a few weeks ago indeed, when they wrapped up that title, we spoke to Johnston Gill, their manager.
All the players are absolutely over the moon, all the fans, but it's also good for the area. It's good for the Kinlochshiel area. This coming season we'll have likes of Kyles up here playing at Curtin, which I don't think they've done before. Maybe Oban and Bereri, teams have got who we have never seen up here in a long time, and obviously the big North teams as well, like Canusius Newton Moores and Port Williams. So, yeah, it's brilliant. The whole area is very pleased for us, I think, and we're pleased that we were able to deliver for them.
It's been a real fantastic season for you, you know, not only in the league as well, but the cups you've been impressive in as well. Unbeaten in North Division 1, it's a kind of real fantastic achievement.
Oh, it is, yes, and you know, that must go down to the players. These guys are utterly dedicated. There's no going away to rock festivals, and they put off their holidays and their weddings or whatever to accommodate the shinty. So, no, they do deserve all the praise.
So that's you up now into the Premier Division next year. 2012 will be a big year for the club back in the Premier Division. Do you start work on that just now? Do you start looking at you know, assessing your squad, or will that come later in the year?
No, we've actually been doing that already. We've played this season with the view of hopefully winning it, and we have done, and we've kind of bloodied 4 or 5 youngsters, not for much time, but just to give them a taste of what it's like to be in the first team, and they've done very well, so we're going to have to try and fast-track a few of these guys, because obviously next year, when we're in the Premier League, it's going to be a lot harder, so I can envisage more injuries. We were very fortunate this season that we steered clear of injuries. And plus, with all the travelling and that, the way, you know, there might be some call-offs. So we're going to need a bigger and stronger squad, I think, to compete in the Premier League. But we just want to stay in it to start with and see how we progress from there.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Kinloch Shield manager Johnston Gill speaking to the MFR Shinty Show a few weeks ago. That was when he wrapped up the North Division 1 title. And Drew, as he was saying, there has been, you know, in the back of his mind, already planning ahead and looking forward to next year, next season. And as you mentioned earlier, they're a side who you reckon will do well in the Premier.
Yeah, for a number of reasons. Another reason is that their under-17s are very good, and they've got the National Trophy final this Saturday at Kiltarlity. I think they won it last year as well. So they've got a number of youths that are dominating under-17 level, and that's quite amazing for a small area like that, to think that Sky, with the number of players they've got playing, aren't anywhere near where Kinloch Shield are. It's an incredible what they're achieving. I think everybody up there should be playing Shinty.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing to see. And also the first team prosper as well, unbeaten across the Premier, across the North Division 1 card. And also they caused a few problems in the cup ties as well for Premier Division sides.
Yeah, they knocked out Lovett and Gonnerker in different competitions, I believe. Gornicket was the Scottish and Lovett was the McTavish, so I know they know what they're doing. And remember, a couple of seasons ago they pushed Fort William to extra time, I think, in the Camlach as well. So they're a good team, they're good to watch, and I went to see them play against Bewley, and they had a number of their second team boys playing, and they managed to cope with Bewley quite easily with their younger boys as well. So no, it's good, and I think Johnson's maybe thinking that the Premier Division's maybe harder, that he might get more injuries, but it's a kind of league where people are trying to actually play a bit more shinty, so most will just be muscle strains rather than injuries, I would hope.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing Kinloch Shield in action next season in the Premier Division. A great achievement for them, and of course Johnston Gill and his boys there as well. Congratulations also to Newton Moore, second side, they won North Division 2, and Strachur won South Division 2 as well. Drew, the shinty season, welcome to a close after the weekend, that final game. What's been your highlight of the 2011 season?
The Camlach final. just seeing such a big crowd and such a, you know, it was definitely a black and white type of sort of crowd. You know, one was definitely supporting Newton Moore, one was definitely Canusie. There wasn't many neutrals there. Everybody's got their favourites when it comes to the Badenoch. And it was a cracking game. It was a cracking atmosphere. Thoroughly enjoyed the game. It was an old-fashioned type game.
Yeah, a real highlight for you as well. I mean, it was the kind of final everyone was kind of looking forward to, although, you know, it's quite refreshing to see a kind of an underdog perhaps reach a final, but, you know, good to see the top two in there. And obviously the win in dramatic fashion as well for Newton Moore, you know, made the headlines as well.
Yeah, I mean, all the finals, even the league, I suppose, finished in a dramatic way, but it was just a great occasion. And, you know, it's such a long time for Newton Moore not to win the Scottish as well. Good to see them winning it, and they deserved it actually, you know, because a lot of people thought that they were down and out in extra time, but they proved it, that they've got the heart, if not the legs.
Yeah, and it's likely true, you know, what you're saying there. I mean, the Camlach Cup final, the
the Ballymores, the McTavishes, the McCauleys, they've all been showpiece events. They've all, you know, had two teams having a go at each other. There's not been a disappointing final, and as you say, the Premier Division's gone down right to the wire as well. So it's just showcasing, you know, how good a sport Shinty is, and you know how you know fantastic entertainment it can be.
Yeah, I mean, the guys do put in the effort, and you know they don't have the histrionics of some other sports, which is good to see. And you know, they are amateurs trying to be professionals, I suppose.
Yeah, as I said to Scott there, it's, you know, it's almost Christmas. It's only 4 weeks away to Christmas. I hate to remind you if you haven't done your Christmas shopping or started, but you know, already, you know, managers, players looking ahead to next season, as you said, you know, you had a chat with Scott there at the weekend, and he's already looking forward to 2012. It'll all get underway around March time. It's not too far away.
No, some clubs will start training in January and finals will start in February. It's not a long gap, is it, to recharge your batteries? The poor wives and families.
But, you know, you'll have a few weeks where you'll be glad that it's off, and, you know, you'll get a few weeks to, as you say, spend with the family. But when it comes round, everyone's ready and buzzing to go.
Everybody's probably harassing Asti at the Cammanock office already. When's the fixtures? What's the fixtures? And apparently they're having a sort of a week, I think it's a bank holiday weekend where you'll be playing your local rivals. They're having a sort of bank holiday weekend, so.
Excellent.
That's quite an interesting little thing.
It is, yeah. We'll look forward to hearing more about that idea next season. Well, that's almost us for the MFR Shinty Show 2011. A new programme, Drew, I have to say. Thanks very much for coming in every week to sit and talk to me. It is a difficult task. I know I sympathise with you. But thanks very much for giving up your time. The MFR Shinty Show will be back next year for 2012. Hopefully bigger and better. And hopefully, Drew, we'll see more of you as well next year.
Well, I'm good in the radio. I'm not so good in front of a camera.
That's fine, I'm the same, so we're two peas in a pod there. Excellent stuff. I was going to say enjoy your weekend wherever the Shinty takes you, as always, but there's only one game on this weekend. If the game goes ahead, of course, the weather could cause Kyles Athletic and Kinusic, it could put that match in doubt. Enjoy your Shinty next season. Wherever it takes you, we'll be back next season for the MFR Shinty Show 2012.